The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Douglas Parker. Check out our Cruise Radio news at cruiseradio.net.
Okay, Douglas.
Yes.
On this episode, we'll be talking to travel maverick Mark Murphy. He'll give us some tips on saving money on airfare this fall and about the new Uncruise concept. Also, Galen Sprague will be here.
Mark Murphy's a great radio name.
It is.
You're listening to The Mark Murphy Show on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Zwino.com. Yeah, I got derailed. But back to our next guest. He actually created this pretty cool concept, Zwino.com, Z-W-E-E-N-O. It basically connects cruise passengers, tour operators, but it goes beyond that. It connects cruisers. It connects folks who want to hook up for transfers and stuff. So he'll be on the show later on today as well.
But first, Stuart Shearer, the cruise guy, is here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Carnival Dream is in a two-week dry dock in Freeport, Bahamas. Stuart, what kind of enhancements are we going
to
see?
Well, this is the third ship to get her Carnival 2.0 or 3.0, whatever you want to call it, where they're adding all these new exciting additions to the ship. But unlike Carnival Liberty and Carnival Breeze, she will not have the Guy Fieri burger joint, which is sad. But they do have the Red Frog Rum Bar, Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, Punchliner Comedy Club, presented by George Lopez, and DJ music by DJ Irie.
Yay!
Nice.
But, there's a lot of stuff. You know, they're not going to have the EA Sports. They're not going to have Guy's Burger Joint and, the Hasbro stuff. But it'll be interesting. And, nope, there won't be a ropes course like Carnival Breeze and Carnival Magic have. But it'll be a nice, some nice additions.
Well, maybe next time. So Cunard's Queen Victoria is being taken out of service in October to fix some propulsion problems. What happened there?
Well, essentially last week she lost about 10% of her power, which means she was going a little slower than normal. So there was no danger to the ship or the crew and the passengers off the coast of Portugal. So what they're going to do is they are going to go ahead with an Adriatic cruise in October. They're going to go ahead with their Adriatic cruise, but in October, there was a sailing that was canceled to accommodate a dry dock so the ship can get into Germany there in Hamburg for repairs.
We read last week on USA Today where a Royal Caribbean ship hit an overhead cable in Europe. Did we read that
no,
right?
No, you did, and it's interesting. It was actually a Jewel of the Seas, and she was in the Faroe Islands. And she was doing a 16-night sailing between Harwich, England, and Boston, and she was supposed to be going. The cable was supposed to be higher, but evidently it wasn't. So when the ship went to do its limbo, unfortunately, the mast of the ship actually grabbed the line, and the mast itself was damaged. The ship itself was fine, but unfortunately, a crew member was injured by the falling debris from the mast. Mm. So, he's going to be okay. And he was last listed in a hospital. But the cable extended between Faroe's Bordoy and Eysturoy Islands, and it's supposed to be pretty high in the air. And we're told that it would be high enough for the ship, but didn't work out.
Well, their thoughts are definitely with that crew member. So Azamara Club Cruises announced last week refurbs for both their ships. What are they going to do, and how old are these ships?
Well, the ships are essentially, 12 years old at this point. Originally, they were part of the Renaissance fleet. So they are going to have their two ships renovated. Journey will go first, and then Azamara Conquest, and they'll have all kinds of new features. They're going to add the traditional refurbishments of new carpets, upholstery, new color palettes in the public areas. This is very exciting, Doug, especially for you. They're going to have new mattresses.
Yay!
And upgraded brand of furniture for the suites and their balcony staterooms. They're going to resurface the pool, new pool chairs, pool towels, which is always very exciting, considering how many Doug has collected over the years. The casino is going to be enlarged. They're going to have some new furniture in there, the spa, and some improvements to the restaurants. That include Aqualina, where they're going to be adding a caviar and champagne bar. So some exciting stuff.
Royal Caribbean and Mattel partners together to bring a Barbie experience to cruise ships. Tell us more.
Well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago when we got wind of it, and our good friend Jim Walker, Cruise Law, thought they were going to create a voodoo doll for him, but unfortunately, they went with Barbie instead. And they're going to have this like a Barbie Dreamhouse experience, beginning on some of their in January of 2013, and it should be within their entire fleet by March of next year. And it's not going to be cheap. I mean, they're going to have cabin decorations, pink, of course. They'll have tiaras and teacup parties, mermaid dance classes, a fashion designer workshop, fashion shows, and all kinds of Barbie-inspired stuff. And $349 per person. So I just can't imagine what the outlay will be. This must be one heck of a licensing fee. It'll be interesting to see how many people go for it, Doug.
Sweet Jesus. Okay. So, Stuart, we saw where Disney Cruise Line released their 2013 sailings out of Galveston, Texas. Now, with Galveston being such a drive market, do they have a problem filling those ships up?
Well, keep in mind that 80% of the passengers that sail on the Galveston ships are people that live in Texas, which is a huge number. It'll be interesting to see what happens when Disney arrives, if that number, for at least Disney, may change, as it may attract a large number of people from bordering states, including California and other states in the Midwest and West Coast. But it remains to be seen. I mean, they've had some awareness issues. A lot of people aren't aware that the ship's there. The pricing is much lower than they anticipated. But, with a two-year commitment, they believe they're going to be able to attract a good amount of people. And what's interesting is they're going to be doing, especially in 2013, they'll be doing 4-, 6-, and 8-night Caribbean as well as Florida-Bahamas sailings. And on the Florida-Bahamas sailings, Doug, they're actually going to be adding a stop at the Castaway Key, which is their private island, as well as Port Canaveral. So people from Texas will, for the first time on a cruise, be able to experience Walt Disney World. And they're going to include the tickets with the cruise fares and transfers on those sailings. And then in the latter part of 2013, they're going to do a Wonder Magic switch, where Disney Wonder is actually going to be will be based in Galveston when she returns from Alaska. And Disney Magic will be sailing from the Magic City, which is Miami.
Well, that's cool about Disney, but I guess the question is, how far is Disney from the port? Because isn't it like an hour each way?
It's about 45 minutes to an hour to Disney World. And, with the bus, it really goes by very quickly. I mean, in some places, I mean, that could be going from the ship to the airport. So, as you know, in Galveston alone, it's an hour and a half to go from the airport to the ship. So, 45 minutes to an hour to get to Disney World is nothing.
You mentioned Barbados. I understand they're getting a new cruise pier.
Well, it's very exciting. I mean, what they released this past week during a joint presentation with Royal Caribbean, they're going to be reclaiming about 15 acres of land off Trevor's Way in Bridgetown, Barbados. And they're planning to build right now the first phase, which is a $300 million two-ship pier, which it sounds somewhat reminiscent of what Royal Caribbean did in Falmouth, Jamaica. And, this is a way, look, the different ports in the Caribbean have got to do something to make themselves relevant for the future. And it's nice to see a cruise line getting behind it, unlike other ports that are desiring to get in the business, like Savannah, where they have no cruise line interest or support. But, Barbados is always a fan favorite, especially on those 7-day cruises out of San Juan, but it could pick up on 7-day cruises even out of Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
All right, cool. As always, thank you, Stuart.
Absolutely.
on this September 11th, 2012, Cruise Radio remembers those lives lost, the heroes on that day, and the men and women of the United States military who protect us every day.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com. You've seen him on the Today Show, CBS, Fox, CNN, and now Cruise Radio.
Exactly.
Yeah, happy to have with us travel industry maverick, Mark
Thank
Murphy.
You.
Hey, Mark.
What's happening, Matt?
Where are you right now, by the way?
I am in Central Park, literally standing on a rock near the boathouse area of Central Park.
Lovely.
It's a beautiful day. There's a light breeze. It's about 75 degrees, and boy, it doesn't get better than this in the summer in Manhattan.
I love it. I love it. So, Mark, let's get right to it. A lot of talk about this uncruise concept, especially in Alaska. First off, what is the uncruise concept, and what cruise lines offer it?
Well, you know what? Uncruise is a trademark name that a company came out with, and it's basically to talk about small ship cruising. That's kind of their niche. Intersea Discoveries is one of the brands that's part of that niche. And so what companies are trying to do is position cruising as something that's not what you see on the big boats, because that's what gets a lot of the press, the big mega ships and the rock walls and water slides and all of that. And they want to talk about the opposite of that, the uncruise, which is you're still traveling on a cruise ship, but you're getting into places you don't normally get into with the big ships.
So besides not having thousands of people on board, what makes the uncruise concept so unique?
Well, I think it's about experiences. When people travel, especially when I travel, I want to have experiences. It's not about eating in a big dining room. It's not about drinking a bunch of cocktails. It's about getting out into the destination. What I like about the small ships, the uncruise concept, is the fact that you're really touring a lot of places and you're doing it on a ship. Another version of an uncruise is really a river cruise, and they've been very popular in Europe, but I've traveled the rivers of Europe on river cruises, I've traveled Southeast Asia, and I've traveled Russia, and so it's a very unique way to get immersed in a destination. I think that's really the big benefit for folks that try that kind of experience, even if they're not your traditional cruiser.
What type of cruiser should consider taking one of these trips?
I think anybody who is interested in culture and immersion and likes convenience, this is a great experience. Also, somebody who wants to get, like, let's take Alaska. You can certainly see Alaska by land, but by the waterways of Alaska and getting into these small inlets and getting up close to these glaciers, you're going to get an experience you can't get via land. And you're going to be able to traverse the geography in a way that's going to get you into different spots. So one day you might be in a skiff and going out and hiking into a rainforest, and the next day you might be up close to a glacier watching it calve. that's a destination that you have to see at least in part on a cruise ship. And I like the smaller ships in Alaska because they get me much closer to nature and why I'm there.
Well, these cruises certainly aren't for everybody. What are some of the reasons folks wouldn't want to take an uncruise?
Well, I think anybody who, you know, is more of like an independent traveler that wants to get out and try something different every day, there is some structure to these places. So you are paying for your food and some other things that'll be served on board. So if you're the kind of person that wants to eat in a pub for lunch, wants to go somewhere else for dinner, and wants to kind of dine around and go at your own pace, you can't do that because there's an itinerary you're beholden to on these products. So if you're the kind of person that says, screw it, I'm going to spend an extra 2 days in Regensburg, well, guess what? The ship's leaving at 7 o'clock. You can't do that.
Right.
If you've already paid for your meal, do you really want to spend another 200 euros or 50 euros or 100 euros eating on shore? You probably are going to make it back to the ship and do that. The food on these ships is great, but if that's your style, then it's probably, you know, not for you.
When's the best time to go for the best deal?
I think if you look anytime from September on, September, October, November, and even some of the Christmas sailings, depending on obviously the destination, take Europe. There are Christmas markets all over Europe. And if you don't mind the sun going down early, just like it does here in New York at that same time, and the weather getting cold, if you want to experience Europe in a way that most people never do, because most of us go in the summertime when the crowds are there and all the tourists,
right.
Go in the off season, it's 50, 60, 70% cheaper for
wow.
everything.
Wow.
And I think you don't have the crowd and you get a much more authentic cultural feel. And what I love about some of the river cruise guides is they do these theme cruises, like wine cruises and other things, to attract a different type of cruiser during those off-peak periods. And you get a lot more value even in those theme cruises.
Well, the big cost seems to be in actually getting there, but you have some tips for that. What are some money-saving tips for airfare this fall?
Well, number one, book it over the next like 7 to 10 days, because I think if you book on a Tuesday or Wednesday with air, you're going to find better deals at that time because that's when a lot of the fare sales are out. And right now there are book now promotions going with all the major carriers, especially going to Europe, where if you book now and travel between now and let's say the Christmas holiday with Thanksgiving being a blackout, you get tremendous deals that are in some cases 60 to 70% cheaper than what the airfares are to travel right now to Europe. Another tip, when you go to book air, most people don't realize 60% of all air tickets booked internationally out of the U.S. are booked by traditional travel agents, and it's because they have an expertise that most people have forgotten about. So I would certainly make sure you pay attention to your traditional local travel agent and talk to them about your next air trip, because they'll probably end up saving you a ton of time, and 9 times out of 10, they'll save you money as well.
Do all online flight search engines pretty much get the same price results?
When it comes to air, there are so many different combinations. So if you're in a secondary market, you're going to have to connect somewhere to get where you're going. If you're going to Europe, if you're going to a secondary market, you're going to connect somewhere. There's a myriad of combinations and different price points, and there's different classes of fare. I'll give you a great example. I booked a fare, I want to say it was like $1,600 in coach going to Europe. If I increased my fare to $1,900, I got an automatic confirmed at that moment first class upgrade both ways round trip with a flatbed seat. The travel agent knew that if we went to that higher class of fare for $300, that then I could automatically, based on my status, be upgraded to a first class ticket. So it's those kinds of ins and outs that they provide versus you spend $7,000 for that same ticket if you just bought it straight out. So those are the kinds of things that they give you. And there's so many combinations, you're going to get dizzy going to the online sites trying to price airfare, unless it's a simple point-to-point ticket. I very much encourage you to talk to a traditional agent. And that's why 60% of those tickets are still booked by them.
Right on. You can read more at markmurphytravels.com. He is travel industry maverick, Mark Murphy.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much for taking time during your stroll through Central Park.
This is Cruise Radio.
Our next guest went on his first cruise and thought, there's a way to make this a little easier. Galen Sprague is here with us. Hello, Galen.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
This is a cool site. I think this is neat, the way you're connecting people. First of all, tell us why, because I understand it came out of some frustration when you created Zuino.com.
Well, last September, my wife and I booked our honeymoon cruise in the Mediterranean. And we ended up joining a private email roll call to do all of our tours and transfers because the cruise line pricing was just, by the time we added it all up, it was almost double what we spent for the cruise alone.
Wow.
So we joined this private email roll call and people would book tours and transfers through the local port of call companies. And it was just a lot of emailing going on between about 200 people. And there was one person managing the schedule, and she would be emailing everybody back and forth, every other day or so. So my wife and I we just couldn't believe that there wasn't something on the web that already did this, rather as opposed to the email back and forth. So as soon as we set foot off of our cruise, I searched the internet for weeks looking for something, and I couldn't find anything, so I started building the site.
Are you a programmer by trade?
Yeah, so I programmed the entire site. I basically a mock-up, and then I ended up outsourcing it because it just became too much work.
Yeah. How exactly does the cruise passenger utilize this site?
Cruisers can simply search for their cruise ship, any port of call they're visiting, or type a shore excursion that they're looking for. And if they find anything of interest, they can sign up for free and join the event. They can also post events they have already booked through a shore company, and they can put up any private event. For instance, if they want to post a pre- or post-cruise dinner, get-together, or even a sea day event. So if they wanted to make up a stupid hat party at the Sunset Bar, everybody can join prior to the cruise and meet on there.
Checking out the site, I see it offers more than just do-it-yourself shore excursions. It also connects people, yeah?
That's correct. Anyone who joins an event can comment with fellow cruisers within that event. They also have the ability to email the entire group, and this goes for cruisers as well as shore operators and or the company's coordinator.
A lot of tour operators listen to the show. Are they allowed to post on Zueno?
Any shore operators or companies are allowed to post on Zueno. However, they are limited to the standard cruise options right now. In a couple of months, we're going to create business accounts that will allow bulk submissions, and we'll be adding more scheduling features for them. With that said, shore companies will want to check their contracts with any cruise lines they're currently affiliated before posting on our site.
Cool. So besides checking your site out at Zueno.com, which is Z-W-E-E-N-O, where else can listeners find you?
We also have a blog that we released, which actually describes the whole start of the company, and that's blog.zueno.com. Anyone can follow us on Twitter at Zueno. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/Zueno, and our email is info@Zueno.com.
Galen, it's really a great idea. Zueno.com, once again, Z-W-E-E-N-O.com. Galen Sprague, the creator of Zueno.com. We wish you the best, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, we have an app. Yeah, we're like official and stuff. Take Cruise Radio with you wherever you go. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
And, of course, if you don't have the app, you can still subscribe to our cruise news updates. Just go to cruiseradio.net and put your email in the box in the upper right-hand corner. Also, we just uploaded some more YouTube videos. You can find our YouTube channel at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.